Digital Free Thought Radio Hour.
First I was a Catholic girl, loved the mass, I watched the swirl of smoke from candles burning, while Mary looked up yearning. I got confirmed and I confessed, I really felt that I was blessed. Plus I love my uniform, so did the boy who lived next door. But something changed when I came of age, and all those things I thought were true, someday I'd break the big taboo. Oh, letting go, God.
And hello and welcome to Digital Free Thought Radio Hour on WOZO Radio 103.9 LP FM, live right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. This is Dotter Five here, and we've got Wombat on the phone. Let's see if we can hear you there, Wombat.
I can hear you. What's up, everybody?
Yay.
Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, happy 4th. Happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence.
Yep. And Digital Free Thought Radio Hour is a call-in talk radio show about atheism, free thought, rational thought, humanism, and the sciences. And conversely, we'll also talk about religion, religious faiths, God's holy books, and superstition. And that noise you hear in the background, I'm afraid, is the air conditioner. But we're going to have to live with it today because it's 90 degrees outside, or better than 90. And when I came into the studio, there was no air conditioner going. So it's 90 degrees in here. So I have to run the air conditioner throughout my show, thanks to whoever left it off before me, but no hard feelings. Anyway,
well, thankfully, we'll be playing music this episode
a lot.
Yeah,
we will, so, and I'll be able to use the microphone. We won't have to hear that during the music. If you get the feeling that you're not that you are the only non-believer in Knoxville or East Tennessee, well, you are just not. There are several atheist, free-thinking, and rationalist groups that exist right here in Knoxville, and we'll be telling you how you can connect with them after the mid-show break. Also, did you know that there's been an atheist call-in television show broadcasting here in Knoxville and has been for over 8 years? Did you know that, Wombat?
You're talking about the greatest independence movie of all time, the
it's
Independence Day.
Not a movie.
Right?
No.
The big UFO that shoots laser beams down?
No.
What are we talking about here?
This is an atheist.
This is America.
It's a public access television show. It's been going on Community Access TV, that's Comcast Channel 12, for over 8 years. We've styled it along the same lines as The Atheist Experience out of Austin, Texas. So if you like that, you might like this show. Be sure to tune in on Wednesday evenings. Matter of fact, that's going right now. It's going from 6:30 to 7:30. It actually butts heads with our radio show. But if you miss the TV show, you can always catch it on YouTube by going to YouTube and doing a search for Free Thought Forum Knoxville. Anyway, and in spite of what Steve Martin would have you think, there are lots of atheist songs out there, and you'll be hearing some of them right here on this program. Matter of fact, on this particular program, we're going to play several for you. Anyway, so what do you got for us tonight there, Wombat? You want to take it away?
I want to just give a big thanks to everyone that's been, you know, sacrificing or serving time in the military, past, present, or even playing into the future, getting into that kind of career. We thank you so much, and giving a special shout out to the non-religious atheists out there who are also doing their time to help us out and keep our country as good as it is. They may not get a lot of recognition, and we just want to say, hey, if you're listening to this or if you're out there, we're with you, definitely in the wealth of appreciation and love, and hope that you get back home safely if you're overseas. And if not in your home already, thank you for every hour that you put in to keep this country great. That's all.
That's so true. And as a former military man myself, 4 years in the Navy, I certainly know what you're going through out there, at least from the Navy part. I don't know what you soldiers are doing, but I know it. You're paying a higher price than what we did when I was in the service. Mm-hmm. Anyway, do you want to go on to the first song, or do you have anything else you want to talk about first?
So a while back ago, you had played a song from a group called Quiet Company. And what's interesting is that this was originally a Christian rock band that was signed onto a Christian label. And they were pretty popular. They actually had a pretty good following. But one of their lead singers, because they have two of them, realized that he had an issue with his faith. He was actually going through some serious depression. He recently had a daughter, and he was realizing, like, the things that he's trying to teach his kid isn't the things that he truly believes anymore. And there was a conflict, considering that this was not only just something that was, like, dear to him since he was growing up, but now is his livelihood. And he's been, you know, being a cheerleader in a very, you know, literal way, in a literal sense, and developed a following of people who believe that he believes this thing as ardently as his lyrics had been. So what happened was, during like a really, really vulnerable moment, he realized that he couldn't keep teaching his child the things that he thought, and that his depression wasn't necessarily something that could be solved through prayer. It's something that he had to like make a recognition for, because there was a point where he was literally waiting for someone to help him, or like praying for like some heavenly being to help him, but he was rejecting the people or the assets that he had available to him in the real world, in the natural world, that could help him get him out of the funk. And by going through the efforts of naturally coming over, like, or coming to terms with his, you know, attitude about the world, like his depression, he was able to realize that maybe his faith wasn't the most healthiest thing for him. He brought it up to his group, and since they all went through it with him, they all realized, like, maybe we could change the tone of the songs that we make. And that's when they came out with a new band, or a new album, called We Are All Where We Belong, which is a Christian rock band basically coming out of the closet as an atheist rock band. And it's, when I heard the song, I was like, this is such a well-produced album. Like, I've never heard music that was like strictly like, it had the same vibe as like a Christian rock song, but also had lyrics that were like, oh my gosh, what are these guys saying? So that's the story behind these guys. I wanted to show a couple of songs that they had made. Some of them will be familiar to you if you've already been an avid listener of the show. But let's do the first one. First up, you want to introduce the song?
No, go ahead. I'm just, whenever I talk, the air conditioner comes in. But I just want to say I haven't heard this first one, I don't think. Are You a Mirror? So I'm looking forward to it, too.
Yeah. So, Quiet Company, Are You a Mirror? Let's go.
Inside you when I see myself.
one. I like that one. That was pretty.
Yeah. Isn't it great? Aren't they great, Ben?
And let me see the next one. Go ahead.
Sure. So just again, we're playing songs by Flying Company. They're an American rock band. A little bit more detail about them. They hail from Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas seems to be the mecca of free thinking.
I know, it does. Yeah.
Some of the great things come from there. Anyway, though, they've released about 5 albums so far. This track, or these songs that we're playing, is actually from their 4th album. This came out during the time where they realized that they were basically, as a group, falling out of their hold on faith, or being let loose of their grip of faith. That faith had a grip on them, and they were freeing themselves from it. And basically, when they were doing an interview, the guy who's the front of the band, the guy who you hear singing, his name's Taylor Muse, he says that, you know, this album was easily the most personal thing he's ever written. And it was essentially a breakup record from beginning to end, because the only romance that's ending is between himself and religion. And what's really interesting is that they've already had a following. Like, this is their 4th album into what will be a multiple album journey that they've gone through in their career. But, like, their band's pre-existing, majoritively in a grand order, Christian fan base were really confused by this album that came out. And even up to today, Taylor Muse still receives emails that frequently get fans who ask them, hey, we're really concerned about you, and, you know, we'd like to, like, talk about you and stuff like that. So it's a really interesting story behind these guys. Anyway, as I said, the guy's name's Taylor Muse. The band's called Quiet Company. They're still together even today. They're still releasing some EPs. And we're basically going through their stuff. And I think if you listen to it, you can still hear the roots of what's basically Christian rock, along with some really cool, influenced, vulnerable lyrics that really tie you into the whole album as a whole. The whole album's fantastic. And the album itself is called Where We All Belong, or We Are All Where We Belong. So we can go straight into the next song if you'd like.
I just wanted to say about it. We already got the second one. We've been playing this one, Set Your Monster Free, on our show for, I don't know, a year, I guess. I really love it. It's one of my favorite ones. It's almost like, but Quiet Company seems to start all their songs really low, and they build and they get louder and louder. And by the end, you're like turning it down a little bit. But I'm going to try to leave the levels steady. And just say that I'm really enjoying the music. I can understand why their listeners might be a little bit confused when their band turns a believing corner like that. But we'll go ahead and see the second one, and we'll play it and see what it sounds like. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
In my room, they were sleeping on my fan while I was dreaming of you. And daughter, I once had such desire to believe that our lives had been planned out by an unseen deity. But you don't have to waste your time holding on to beautiful lies. Daughter, I once knew that everything that I believed, it was good and fair and true, consistent with my needs. But daughter, I am wrong almost as often as I'm right. So daughter, just be strong enough to make up your own mind, 'cause you don't have to waste your time holding on to beautiful lies. No, you don't have to waste your time
And that's Quiet Company, Set Your Monster Free. I think it should be called Beautiful Lies, but that's just me. considering where it comes from and all that, you know, religion is beautiful lies. And that's basically what they're trying to convey there. Anyway.
You also get what they mean by set your monster free in the sense of, like, a lot of people have a lot of, are being followed by a lot of guilt or are afraid of, like, supernatural fates that await them based on what they perceive as sins or crimes against, you know, an all-powerful being. And that's a lot, that's a big weight that dictates how they, you know, perform actions in their everyday lives. And it's a big weight on them. It's very much like a monster, you know. It's like the monster in the closet you can't see, or like a weight on your shoulders that you seem not be able to get rid of. So the lyrics of the songs were like surprisingly really uplifting and really nice. And it's formatted in a way that actually is something that you could like groove to in a really positive vibe, but it actually tells you some really aspirational things that are inherently entirely secular, but also anti-religious in a way. It's basically saying like, hey, all these conceptions you have about like these demons and these hells and how you're not worthy, get rid of it. Like, that's your monster. Set it free.
Sure.
And don't just waste your life following a beautiful lie.
Right. And I can't imagine. Well, I guess I can because I used to live that way. But what it would be like now to have to think that there's an ultimate judge of right and wrong, an all-powerful judge watching your every thought, reading everything that you think or say, and ready to throw you into hell at the slightest infraction. You don't have to live that way. It's not real. It's supernatural, and nobody has ever proved that anything supernatural is real. Go where the evidence is. I mean, follow the evidence. Jeez. Okay.
And I also think that it's great to have like groups like this that make music. Quiet Company is not the only one. There's many others, but it's just a treat to have one that had the experience of making music on both sides of the fence, and they are able to stay true to themselves and able to keep that same really positive, you know, spirit. Like, people say like Christian music is very good, it fulfills your spirit. Well, this has the exact same feeling for me, except now it's just not Christian based anymore. It's just the format of the music is consistent, but it's now speaking in a more honest sense. I feel like the bands finally freed themselves to be able to express themselves exactly how they wanted to. And I think this is like one of the best albums they've ever produced. It's a real treat to have bands like this. And if you're ever interested in knowing more about them, the band's called Quiet Company, and we're playing songs from We Are All Where We Belong, all show, for 4th of July.
For a couple of times there, you mentioned that this is like a format of a Christian band or a Christian format. What do you mean by that? Maybe you can explain to the audience.
Absolutely. So very popular churches, or basically very popular churches, start their own record labels. And the record label that Quiet Company was working on, working for underneath, was originally part of a megachurch. Let me bring it up. Here we go. Pulling up that information right now. Okay, so the band was first signed by two different companies. One was Groove Shark, which is independent label. That was what they were first signed on. And ultimately, they were signed by a much larger Christian label called Northern Records. Northern Records is an independent record label that's founded in California, and they're known for hosting a bunch of Christian bands such as Monarch or Kevin Max, Holly Nelson, Violet Burning. There's like a number of them that you can find them up. But besides just specializing in Christian rock or Christian bands, they also provide them like with session instrumentalists, people who like can come in and play a certain kind of music or solos for them. And as they get more popular, they keep calling in the same session players again. And so what that ends up with is a kind of sound that comes akin to Christian rock. And if you play music that's like on K-Love or like your local Christian radio station, you'll notice that they kind of have a similar kind of sound to them, where it's like very layered, very peppy, very consistent what kind of chords they use. And maybe like when the solos come in and like the equalization on certain instruments, if you're really like paying attention to it. And it's because a lot of them are basically emulating the sound of other popular Christian rock bands. And so this band had that kind of distinct sound, particularly in their first and second album. But by the third, they were beginning to experiment more. And now we have this fourth album, Where We All Belong, which has aspects of a major Christian rock label to it. But it's more of like a tongue-in-cheek approach, because you'll have, for example, in the next song that we'll play, choruses where everyone's singing hallelujah, hallelujah. But the concept of the song isn't about, you know, losing your faith and becoming a lamb of God, but realizing that we're all going to be okay, and that maybe we can just move on from these, you know, dogmas that we've been taught. I think it's a really fascinating juxtaposition between having the sound of a Christian rock band, like a commercial Christian rock band, but with the lyrics and the attitude and with a very positive vibe of positive atheism thrown in. It's probably one of the first times I've ever heard these two things mixed together. I think it's just an incredible thing to have a band like this still being popular, still being able to make music, and still being able to make some really great music.
Very interesting. Surprising that the church would continue to make them in their own studio, their own record label, after they've kind of turned a philosophical corner. But maybe they
didn't look
at...
Well, you'd think it'd be bad PR if they got rid of them, right?
Well, same time. Anyway, you want to go ahead and play it? You ready?
Yeah, how about we go into the fourth one that I sent you? This one's called At Last, the Celestial Being Speaks.
Okay, hold on. I haven't queued that one up. I guess I'd play it on the phone, because I don't see it in YouTube. The Celestial Being Speaks. Is that what you said?
Yes. At last, the celestial being speaks.
Be just fine. So lift up your head, don't worry about death. We're all gonna be just fine.
And that was Quiet Company. At last, the celestial being speaks. Very nice song. I enjoyed that. We're at the bottom.
Yeah, these are all great.
We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to have to do a station identification, and we'll be back in just a minute after these messages.
You're listening to the Digital Free Thought Radio Hour on WOZO 103.9 LPFM in Knoxville, Tennessee. Feel free to join in on the conversation at 865-333-5937. That's 865-333-5937. And now, back to the show. Digital Free Thought Radio Hour.
Simply the best.
And this is Digital Free Thought Radio Hour, WOZO Radio 103.9 LPFM, live right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. Today is July 4th, 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, everybody. Or Traitorous Day for you Brits.
They got over it. They got over it.
Now let's talk about the free thought groups that you can join right here in Knoxville. There's the Atheist Society of Knoxville, founded by myself in 2002. We're in our 16th year. ASK now has over 800, nearly 850 members, and you can find us online at KnoxvilleAtheist.org. You can join ASK in person at our weekly meetup, which happens every Tuesday evening at, Black Horse Pub on Kingston Pike in Bearden, where we get together for food, drink, and conversation. Everybody's welcome, as long as you don't come to preach, proselytize, provoke, or punch. Another large free-thinking group here in Knoxville are the Rationalists of East Tennessee. They've been around for more than 20 years. RET has bi-weekly presentations and discussions that they hold at the Pellissippi State Campus near Hardin Valley Road. They meet the first and third Sundays in the Goins Administration Building Cafeteria Annex. And if that's too much to remember, just go to rationalists.org and click on upcoming events. There's also Sunday Assembly, which started in England just a few years ago and has spread around the world. It's a no-God church, if you imagine that, for those who no longer believe in God but still like the fellowship of a church-type gathering. They only meet once a month on the fourth Sunday of each month at the International Building downtown near the fairgrounds, World's Fairgrounds. Then there's the Secular Student Alliance. They're kind of calling it a hiatus this summer because it is summer. And they have programs to give camaraderie and community to any free-thinking high school or college student who would like to be involved in the free thought movement or who would also just like to find other free thinkers to hang with. Everybody needs like-minded friends, and atheists are no different. That's the Secular Student Alliance. Do a Google on that and get ready for the next school year. And earlier in the show, we talked about the Atheist Call-In television show that's just now going off the air, because it's 7:30 and they go from 6:30 to 7:30 every Wednesday night. They're on Comcast Channel 12 or Charter Channel 192, or you can watch it streaming online at ctvknox.org. If you missed it tonight, you can go to the archive on YouTube where a fan has been posting them. Just go to YouTube and search for three words, Free Thought Forum Knoxville. And if you're interested in getting involved with either the TV or the radio show, just come to an ASK meetup or an RET meeting and talk to us about it. You could be our next co-host or guest. In any event, you can always call the show. You can call this show right now at 865-333-5937. Lines are open. We still have a half an hour of the show left. And back to the topic, music. What do we got next?
Not just music, but also a big thanks to everyone who's in the military, in general, period. We're thanking everybody, religious or not. but also giving an extra shout out to the guys out there who recognize themselves as atheists, don't see a reason to call themselves religious, who may be questioning the beliefs, maybe on the fence. Regardless, we really appreciate everyone, including you as well. And we know you may not necessarily get as much recognition. So just saying, hey, thanks for representing. Thank you for every hour that you put into keeping us safe, keeping us independent. And hope you get back home safely if you're overseas. And if you're here, thanks for all the work that you put in and being a good role model. We appreciate it.
To be sure. Thank you very much. And this this tonight, we're talking about Quiet Company and the music that they play. During the intro, I said, I talked to Steve Martin and said, Steve Martin, we do have a lot of atheist songs. We play them here on the show, intros and middle of the show and outros. And we want to refute your song that you put out saying they don't have any atheist songs out there. And the next one we got coming up is another Quiet Company song. And I believe you called it what? Let's see. The Black Sheep and the Shepherd? Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's one of the best songs on the track.
Okay. Do you want to give us any background before we go into it?
So, again, we're playing songs from Quiet Company. They're a former Christian rock band out of Austin, or now situated in Austin, Texas. They've released a new album called Transgressor. But if you want this album from the songs that we're playing, you want the album called We Are All Where We Belong, which is also a track that's in this album as well. And this is a band that was formed by Taylor Muse. He's been around. He's tried to make bands in Nashville. Didn't work. He's tried to make bands in California. Didn't work out so well. But he did get picked up by a independent label called Groove Shark when he was trying to do like more of like this indie rock sort of thing. And then eventually he was picked up by a Christian rock band or a Christian label from a nearby California megachurch that owned Northern Records, and they formed a band. He went through a period of depression as one, and also had a child, which made him realize that the best way to seek help isn't from praying and hoping for the best, but to actually use the assets that we have available to us, like good friends and proper medication and professionals that keep, you know, help our mind state in rough periods of time. When he relied on those things more than his faith, he realized that his faith isn't necessarily a good way to keep a grip on reality. And the rest of his bandmates who went through that period with him supported him, and all the way to the point where they changed the entire tone of their albums and actually made a Christian rock inspired atheist album. So it's really, really cool. And I, like I said, every song on this album is a jam. Be sure to check it out. And we're going to play now is what I think is one of the best songs on the album itself. It's called The Black Sheep and the Shepherd.
Okay, here we go.
Such a part. my shoulders have started hurting from walking around under such a burden to reconcile everything that we've learned with everything that we were taught. But with all we know now, how can you say, oh, you just gotta take it all on faith and don't think too much, just hush and pray exactly as we have the nerve to say to me, but maybe the things that I'd have to say to them are really just as bad. 'Cause the only times I ever thought of suicide, I was waiting on the Lord to direct my life, saying, give me one word, I'll put down the knife, I'll never pick it up again. But luckily I held out long enough to see everybody really makes their own destiny. It's a beautiful thing, it's just you and me, exactly where we belong.
Black Sheep and the Shepherd is the name of that one. Very nice song. I enjoyed that one. Did you want to talk about the lyrics of that?
Yeah, aren't these great songs? What I really appreciate when people make music is when they inject a big portion of themselves into the song. And what's more interesting is when they inject the part that most people never get to see, or like a really interesting perspective, or like something that's really vulnerable to them, that they put out in the form of music. I love seeing that because it gives me an opportunity to have a perspective that I never had, or feeling that I may have never really appreciated. And to put it in a song just makes it so much more easy to not just digest, but make an instant part of you and connect with on a level that you wouldn't necessarily be able to do if you were reading like an autobiography or being told that in a YouTube video where it's just some guy in a TED Talk format telling you about how he felt. Like the music, the fact that he had friends who came with him on this journey, this emotional journey that he went through, and like learned the technical aspects of music making to like produce this under a Christian label, like kudos to Northern Records for doing this. It's just a really impressive thing. I want to go over some of the lyrics too. So I thought like there were two really cool aspects. One was right at the bridge, where at the bridge, he's addressing to God, basically, the lyrics that go, "Hey God, now I've got a baby girl. What am I supposed to tell her about you? Cause her life shouldn't have to be like mine. She shouldn't have to waste her time waiting on you because you never do come through." And it's like, that's like an honest sentiment that of a guy had, and that this guy had, where he's like, "Listen, I got a daughter. I have no idea how to like express this faith that I've had that's never really done anything for me because I've been waiting my entire life for you to step in. And now I have to put her on that same, you know, track as well." I thought it was just a really poignant sentiment to like give out in that bridge. But I think probably the best part is when he goes into just after the break, he starts up his third verse that goes, "Sometimes I can't believe the things those preachers have the nerve to say to me, but maybe the things I'd have to say to them are really just as bad. Cause the only times I ever thought of suicide, I was waiting on the Lord to direct my life, saying, 'Give me one word, I'll put down the knife and I'll never pick it up again.' But luckily I held out long enough to see everybody makes their own destiny. It's a beautiful thing. It's just you and me, exactly where we belong." And he harkens back to the title of the album, "Where We All Belong." You'll hear that a number of times in a number of songs. It's a really nice motif. But overall, this whole album is just an incredible package for people who want to hear more songs from, you know, the secular side of the path. This is just a really, really great album that's just thoughtfully done and has a lot of true emotions in it. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that that's very poignant lyrics. I'm looking at them with you. And there's the last one where they do the refrain over and over again. Is something that I think is a point that really needs to be made. There is nothing inherently wrong with us. There's nothing inherently wrong with us. And that, it's a refrain that he goes through. And, I mean, that's one of the main things about Christianity is you're born flawed, you're a sinner from the ground up because of something that was beyond your control, and you have to pay for it, you have to atone for it, get forgiven for it all your life, and that's just not the case. You are a human being. You're nothing inherently wrong with us. We are born just like everybody else to face the same world with the same troubles. We don't need a whole truckload of stuff dumped on us that was not our fault in the first place, that we can never even justify our existence because, you know, of it, what is it, original sin. And we've got to make up original sin. But no, it's not true. We're golden, as it were. We can do with our lives as we wish. If we do if we do bad stuff, we have to hold each other accountable for it. But that's just nature. That's just natural world. Nothing supernatural in there. And there is no accounting on the other side of life. Sorry, there's nothing. The reason I say that, I mean, with such confidence, is there's never been any evidence that anything continues to live after us, especially our intelligence, after we die.
Wait a second. Are you saying there's no such thing as a soul? This is the first time you've ever said this. This is a turning around point for you.
Yeah, well, the time to believe something is when the evidence is presented, and nobody has ever presented any evidence that is justifiable, that makes it justifiable to believe in a soul. So why would we believe that souls exist or have places to go after we die?
Right. Before we get into the next song, I wanted to tell you something that probably news to you. In Kentucky, there's the Ark Museum or the Ark Experience, something like that. It's a one-to-one, a supposedly model of the Noah's Ark in the Old Testament built by a dude who really believes in the Bible called Ken Ham. He makes a lot of money and he got a lot of tax incentives in order to build that thing.
Yeah. Did he put two of each animal on board?
No, but there's a lot of people there. Well, not as many as there used to be.
Yeah, you've got some animals on there, I know.
So what's going on July 7th is there's going to be a protest right in front of the highway that leads to the private road that goes to the Ark Museum. I'll be going up there to help out with the protest, volunteer. And I'm also setting up a table there where I can practice some street epistemology with some of the protesters. I'd like to talk to some of the protesters. Hopefully I'll be able to talk to some that are on both sides in a contrasting format that will hopefully show, like, you know, a different approach to talking to people rather than holding up a sign and screaming at them. But I am really looking forward to being able to go out there and talking to a lot of the atheists that'll show up there. Seth Andrews will be up there. He's a cool. pretty prominent figure.
Very nice.
Aaron Ra will also be up there. I've already contacted them by Twitter. We'll see if I can get a talk with them or at least a photo. That'd be cool. But yeah, looking forward to it. And again, that's July 7th. I'll be able to give you a report on how that goes. And how about we get into the last song?
Okay, what's that? Everything Louder, that one?
Everything Louder Than Everything Else.
Okay, I've got it queued up. Here we go.
Go down.
and that's Quiet Company, Everything Louder Than Everything Else. We've been playing Quiet Company music all this hour, and we're getting pretty close to the top of the hour. I'm going to have to say goodbye pretty shortly. Anything you want to say before we go there, Wombat?
Just again, a big thanks to everyone who serves in the military, everyone who, the families that they serve to. Just thank you for, you know, making that sacrifice. I know it's hard on my parents sometimes when their kids go overseas, especially if it's the first military in their family generation. But thank you for everyone who's out there right now. Thank you for everyone who's serving even domestically. We just really appreciate it. I want to give a thanks to everyone, whether you're religious or not. Thank you for taking the time to make our country safe.
That's right. Thank you, veteran. From a veteran, I was in from 68 to 72 during the Vietnam War. Did not go. Thank you for not sending me America. But I certainly knew a lot of people who went and did not come back or came back changed. So we know that we recognize the sacrifice you're making, and we certainly appreciate it. Thank you, veterans, for all that you do. This has been another episode of Digital Free Thought Radio Hour. If you'd like to listen to other Free Thought songs, you can go to digitalfreethought.com, click on blog, and then click on the link at the top saying Atheist Music. I've got about 60 songs out there. I plan to add just about a whole album's worth after this show to the list of songs that I've got out there. So there'll be a lot of quiet company.
I got
adding,
the recommendations of the future.
Yeah,
like
going to the list. Sure. And we've got about a minute left. You got anything we want to go out with? I've got one called You, Me, and the Boatman. Have you heard that? I guess you have.
Sure, why not?
Sure.
Yeah, go
so
for it.
So we're
going to
start playing You, Me, and the Boatman, and we'll see you next week. This is Doubter 5 saying bye.
And bye, Wombat.
Wombat says bye, too. And we'll see you next week at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. Everybody's going to somebody else's hell. Don't sweat it.
Family and friends, this is Big C.
Jack loves food.